You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Earnings. All about US earnings season with Piet Serfontein, investment strategist at Udham Capital this week, going offshore. Piet, what's got your attention? It's got to be the earnings.
Yes, hello, Michael. A couple of things that's standing out. First of all, obviously, as you've said, a dozen of US companies from a wide range of industries will report quarterly results in this week. Now, as the first quarter earnings results in the US is kicking off into higher gear. But so far, just to give listeners background, the companies that reported, and I remember some of the companies already started last week, the earnings estimates beat my expectations more than 84% of the times. So that's already an indication that's better, you know, than what we've expected. But then also, meanwhile, US economic data will remain a focus as investors watch for further signals on the strength of the economy. And this week, with the latest report of home sales and manufacturing activity. And then also in Europe, it's the ECB, the European Central Bank monetary policy meeting, that's going to give us further clues on interest rates and stimulus.
So lots on the go at the moment, and we await Netflix after the close. There have already been some good numbers out of the big Wall Street banks. What do you think is the big event that's going to shift and move market sentiment this week?
Yes, you know, interesting aspect that's standing out. I'm referring to it. It's the US versus China and now Russia. Now, to give the listeners also some background, now Russia has been building up forces against the Ukraine border. And this time the increase in military presence is because the Ukraine has indicated they would like to join NATO, and that's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, as a result of this, the US has sent two warships to the Black Sea. On top of this, additionally, the US accused Russia of interfering in the 2020 presidential elections. So it's all the war, let's call it, that's going on. As a result of this, Biden sanctioned six Russian companies that supported the Russian cyber warfare, and Russia obviously countered by expelling 10 US diplomats. So it's a tit for tat, but then on top of that, Russia isn't the only country in the US that's having tension, that the US is having tension with. Remember, President Trump when he was still in office, there was the trade wars, and also they've accused China of technology theft. Now, however, perhaps the catalyst won't be the fact with the high interest rate, you know, from the US 10-year bonds. A wrong move by China and Russia could perhaps just spark off a new sell-off. We must wait and see.
Geopolitical risk is writ large over all of this. When you've got war games and posturing out in the Black Sea and elsewhere, we know what's happening in the South China Sea as well. Things are certainly ratcheting up in the geopolitical space. What major companies are going to be reporting results this week?
No, there are about 80 S&P 500 companies that's reporting earnings in this week, and including 10 Dow stocks. As I've mentioned, it will be the first big week of first quarter US earnings season. Remember, also now tech stocks are stalled after the recent rally. Now, as investors going to give an indication of the earnings from the FANG stocks as well. But I'm going to keep you busy for the next 30 minutes as the list is very long. But just to give listeners, you know, some headlines. Yesterday it was Coca-Cola and IBM. Today is Netflix, Philip Morris, Procter & Gamble. Wednesday that's standing out is Anthem, Globe Life, Equifax, and Whirlpool. Thursday it's Intel, Biogen, Seagate, and American Airlines. Very important, American Airlines. You see what's going on there. And Friday, Honeywell, American Express, and Kimberly-Clark.
And just in a minute or less, if you can, give us an ETF that we can watch at this time.
I like the iShares MSCI Emerging Market ETF, and the code for that is EEM. Now, this ETF seeks to track the investment results of an index composed of large and mid-cap capitalization emerging market equities. Now, why this ETF? It's giving you easy access to 800-plus emerging market stocks, and it's easy to diversify internationally and seek long-term growth. But on top of that, if you're looking on a technical basis, it's trading at the lower linear regression line. And usually when it's getting close to that lever, level, major moves might start from those ranges.
Very interesting technical signal that on that MSCI Emerging Markets ETF. Piet Serfontein, market analyst and strategist at Unum Capital with your trip offshore.